श्रीमद् भगवद गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 11 वर्स 19 लिंक आफ्टर डिस्क्राइबिंग द वंडरफुल कॉस्मिक फॉर्म ऑफ द लॉर्ड फ्रॉम द 15th वर्स टू द 18th वर्स अर्जुन इन द नेक्स्ट टू वर्सेस डिस्क्राइब्स फियर्सनेस टेरर एंड पावर ऑफ द कॉस्मिक फॉर्म अनादिमध्यांतमनंतवीर्य मनंतबाहु शशिसूर्यनेत्रं पश्यामि त्वां दीपहूताशवक्स्त्रं स्वतेजसाविश्वमिदं तपन्तम् I see you without beginning, middle, or end, infinite in power, of infinite arms. The sun and the moon being your eyes, the sun and the moon being your eyes, the blazing fire your mouth, warming the universe with your radiance. Comment. Anadi Madhyantam. Arjun saw the Lord without a beginning, middle, or end. That is, he had no limits. In the 16th verse, Arjun also said, I see neither your beginning, nor middle, nor end. This statement conveys the infinitude of the cosmic body. That is, infinitude in space, while in the 19th verse, it is in the context of the infinitude of time. It means that the Lord is beyond limits of time, space, and causation. All the space, time, and causation are within Him. Then how can He be encompassed by space, time, and causation? In other words, He cannot be measured by space, time, and causation. Anantavirya. Arjuna wants to convey that the Lord's power, strength, glory, and energy are unlimited. Anantabahu. The Lord is endowed with numberless arms. Shashi Surya Netram. The sun and the moon which illuminate the entire universe are the Lord's eyes. Thus the universe is illuminated by His light. Deeptahutasavaktram. The Lord's mouth is the blazing fire which receives various articles offered when religious sacrifices performed. Svatejasa Vishwamidam Tapantam. The Lord's arms, the universe, with His radiance. The Lord warms the universe with His radiance. It means that persons, things, and incidents, etc., that create unfavorable and undesirable circumstances to torture beings and those who are affected by those circumstances are fragments of the cosmic form of the Lord. Appendix. This verse means that God is endless in all ways. The universe which is scorched by the Lord's blazing fire is not different from Him. Therefore, He who scorches with the blazing fire and the universe which is scorched with the blazing fire, both are a manifestation of God. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.